Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, the heat is boiling across the country. Are you ready for your blood to boil a little bit? It's time to talk about CEO pay on Wall Street and in corporate boardrooms across America. Now, over the last few years, shareholders have tried to slow the growth in executive pay, asking corporate boards to tie CEO raises to long-term goals, not just short-term results. But a recent survey conducted for our partner, the New York Times, finds that CEO pay is still climbing for CEOs at companies with at least $1 billion in revenue. The median pay package in 2012 came in at $15.1 million. That's a 16% increase just from 2011. Gretchen Morgenson has been following this story for our partner, the New York Times, where she's assistant business and financial editor. Hi, Gretchen.
Hey, Todd. How are you?
I'm fine, except wasn't the Dodd-Frank financial reform bill supposed to give shareholders more clout in reining this in? What's going on?
Well, you know, there are a couple of problems. Really, from a 30,000-foot level, the amount of pay that these people receive just keeps, as you pointed out, climbing and climbing. And there doesn't seem to be any mechanism in the boardroom to get shareholders' views on this known. And so you have a sort of a group inside the walls, as it were, the insiders making decisions for the CEOs, the top five named officials at these companies. And it does sort of feel like it's, the insiders against the rest of us.
Weren't shareholders supposed to have more ability to vet CEO pay in their votes, or that under Dodd-Frank that these things had to come to votes? Is it that that's happening and the boardroom is just ignoring it?
No, what is happening, you're right, that they do have the opportunity to vote on packages. It's called the Say on Pay rules. And what happens is every year or every 1 to 3 years, shareholders are allowed to vote to say, do they approve or do they disapprove of the pay practices of the company? Well, initially there were a few companies that received a thumbs down from their shareholders, but it really has become sort of a rubber stamp even among those mutual fund companies and pension funds that really hold America's stock for you and me and the rest of us. So it's a very disappointing outcome of something that was supposed to give shareholders a little bit of oversight.
So we're talking about cash, of course, but also we all know that a golden pay package for CEOs and other executives isn't just about cash. It's also about stock options that pay off later.
Correct. The lion's share of most of these packages, Todd, is stock grants, whether that's options or outright shares that are given. And, you know, they do vest over time in many cases. So it's a period of perhaps 5 years that you get this. But at the moment, you know, when you're granted those things, they have a very high value and it can go up or down. But here is the problem that I think has not been addressed, and that is that a lot of companies use benchmarks with which they judge the company's performance and the CEO's performance. But unfortunately, some of those benchmarks are pretty easy to clear as far as hurdles are concerned. So if the stock price goes up, you have CEOs who are awarded for just getting the stock price up. Now, you might say, okay, that's a good thing because it means shareholders made more money. But there are far better benchmarks that could be used to really show whether or not the CEO is managing the company for the long-term interests of the shareholders.
Well, Wall Street is famous, even in American sort of popular culture, for focusing on quarter to quarter and not the long haul. And is this just another example that sort of makes that true, just another symptom of rewarding CEOs for the bottom line each quarter and not for long-term innovation?
Absolutely. You are dead right about that. This is another really bad example of short-termism, as it's called. And so I would lay it at the feet of the big investment companies who manage, you know, every American's money. I would say to the Fidelities, the Vanguards, all of those mutual fund companies, why aren't you holding these people accountable? And that really is where a dysfunctional aspect of this whole, you know, circular pay package reward system, that's where the dysfunction lies.
Read Gretchen Morgenson's report in the New York Times. You will see reports of CEOs making more money as their companies make money. You'll also see a couple of examples of CEOs pulling in tens of millions while their companies are losing value. And that's pretty striking. Gretchen Morgenson, assistant business and financial editor for our partner, the New York Times. Thanks, Gretchen.
Thank you, Todd.